say tahajjud and tarawih, pray them together.
I did not say tahajjud. Mm-hmm. And I do specifically ask the viewers to quote me as I said. I said night prayer, qiyam al-layl. Mm. Now, tahajjud is different than qiyam al-layl because qiyam al-layl means night prayer.
Yes.
Salatul layl, qiyam al-layl. Mm. Tahajjud, the scholars say that this is specifically, and some of them, not all of them, yep, specifically said to the prayer that is preceded by sleeping. So, if someone sleeps at 10 or 11 o'clock p.m. and wakes up at 1 o'clock and he starts praying, then this is tahajjud.
Okay.
Because it was preceded by sleeping. Mm. Now, in Haram and in all, most of the masjids and the mosques in Saudi Arabia and elsewhere, and the last 10 nights of Ramadan, they split the night prayer into two. Mm-hmm. The normal Taraweeh prayer, which was prayed the previous 20 nights,
yes,
and an extra number of rak'ah, and preferably at the last third of the night, the last third portion of the night. And why is that? Simply because the Prophet ﷺ, as Mother Aisha narrated, she said that whenever it was the last 10 nights of Ramadan, mm-hmm, the Prophet ﷺ used to tighten his apron. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is the right word of it.
Yes.
Apron or apron.
Izar, right?
Yes. And he would wake up his wives, mm-hmm, and he would pray the whole night. So the last 10 nights of Ramadan is something that is extraordinary. It's different than the previous 20 nights. And that is why we add and we increase in our night prayer, because mm-hmm, we would like to be one of the lucky ones to pray Laylatul Qadr.
Absolutely.
And whoever prays Laylatul Qadr, as the Prophet ﷺ says, Iman and Wahtisaban, believing in the reward and asking Allah Azza wa Jal for it, Allah will forgive all of his previous sins. And that is why they add this tahajjud, mm-hmm, to the last 10 nights.
Great. Jazakallah khair.
Jazakallah.